This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things this week that makes anything as title podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan. I almost blew it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I might go squarely in the blew it category.
Yeah.
Run it back.
Whew, that was some Formula One speed. That was wild.
I'm just trying to get moving here.
Right? It's all for
got
that
places
0.5
to be.
Seconds at the beginning of the podcast.
I got places to be. That place is asleep, folks. Long day.
Always good to start the podcast with this kind of energy. Love to hear it.
I don't want to be here.
I can't wait to be not doing this. Anything else. Unconscious is preferable.
To be clear, yeah, I have no preference for any conscious activity. So it's not really
you're
a value
sleepy
judgment.
Boy. You're a sleepy boy. Shelby, that was my charger sound. I'm sorry. Hopefully it will not keep doing that.
Yeah. Well, you know the thing from our podcast that famously makes it run long, which is the intro.
Yeah. Yeah.
the very beginning. The other parts. Yeah.
I'm setting the tone by trying to move really fast and screwing it up while doing it, okay?
That was our most recent episode also was us being like, "Let's get through this." So, I'm glad everything is following through. Sorry, I'm totally rambling because I'm trying to get my charger to stop making noises that are really bothering Shelby. And also my cat is yelling. There's a lot going on over here. I don't know if you guys can tell.
Give us a break.
Total chaos on every level.
We've just to this lay off.
Falling apart.
Lay off. That's the message we want to send to our
people.
Loyal listeners. we've all been jet setting. We've spent time on planes or are not feeling well. So this is not a 10 out of 10 energy pod today.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I got any of the good parts of jet setting. I was just like, I'm sick as if I had been traveling, but I haven't.
I got bronchitis.
I just went to dinner with my parents only 30 minutes away from my apartment. And then I was like, no.
It's too much. Too much.
Well, here we go. Back to this.
First class ticket to illness.
Yes.
I got bronchitis. Sign me up.
Bronchitis update.
Yeah.
Well, what else is new, y'all? How are you doing otherwise, besides wanting to not be podcasting right now?
It's too fucking
hot. I personally
hot.
Am happy to be podcasting right now.
I'm happy to be, you know.
I haven't talked to you guys in like a week and a half. I want to catch up, you know?
Yeah, no. Look, I'm enjoying myself, you know. I'm not let's be clear here. let's
I
be clear.
It's too fucking hot. It's, you know, we got into that part now where I'm
the hot tub's too
covered
hot.
In goddamn sweat on the subway every time. And
I'm very moist right now. Oh fuck, that's going on the soundboard. God damn it.
No, I think you crossed it where that one's too gross. Where it actually
that's
can't go
too
on the
disgusting.
Soundboard.
Yeah. I don't know. Shelby has that that sound that I don't even want to mention because he'll play it again. I feel like that's pretty gross. I feel
it
like
it is, but that one's less straightforward. there's a nuance to it. But no, I'm back to like the kind of sweating where it's like even on a subway full of sweaty people, I feel like I'm the one where people are like, "Is he okay?" That is too much.
Man,
going
nuts. That's something. So I my brother just got married, and I was in Europe for like a week and a half, and
two Italian Americans on the East Coast eating spaghetti together.
That was exactly what it was. It was great. But one thing, like, it's better over there. It's better than here in a lot of ways. But one way it is not better is that nobody air conditions like Americans.
Oh,
we
yeah.
fucking own that shit. We do it better than anybody, and it rocks. Yeah. And I really missed it because it was very hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You go to like a nice place, and it's just like, oh, no, we don't have that. What do you mean? It's like, what?
Yeah.
You're all sweating all the time? Okay.
They're like, when we get too hot, we just lean out the windows and yell. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Go out there.
We lean out the windows and catcall women. That's what we do in Europe.
Yeah.
That's
this
what
is
the
sound of an air conditioner. Which is even worse because we all turn our air conditioners off to record this podcast.
We
this is
great. We specifically turn it off so that this noise does not happen.
All the downside,
Shelby,
none of the benefit.
Shelby makes us turn off our ACs and then plays air conditioning sounds over the show. Just a sadist. Just a full-on sadist, that guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, even like when I go into an airport, I expect it to be 50 degrees. Like, that is an air-conditioned place. And I was in the airport in Portugal, and I was like, how am I still sweating? What is happening here?
It's got to be mega cold in the airport just for everybody's mental.
You
can't get everyone riled up. You got to minimize.
If you already feel like things are like kind of disorganized at an airport and there's no AC like blasting in your face, you're like, this is not a well-run operation. I don't trust this.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems not right to me.
There're going to be fist fights at the, you know, Pan Quotidien. It's going to be nuts. You got to keep it real cold in there. I would say so cold that everyone is borderline sluggish. Borderline like.
Right. You need to keep the energy down. You need to keep it low. That's what you need
like
at
lizards.
The airport. Mm. Exactly.
You need
exactly.
to subdue the masses. Subjugate the masses by making it 25 degrees in the airport.
Speaking of, when
you need to cultivate a torpor among the
yeah.
We need a torpor. Public. It's very important. But that reminds me, when I came back, when I flew in, I just got my luggage back today, but they lost my bag. And not only did they lose my bag, they lost like 15 other people's bags too that were all on this flight. Like, clearly they just forgot to like load one of the carts or whatever. And they
American
sent
Airlines?
Down,
what airline?
It was TAP Portugal.
Otherwise, I don't even know what that is.
That wasn't
like
going to be one of my guesses.
It's like a budget one, but you know, it's a budget one, which means they don't bring you your bag. That's what you get from the.
You got to pay extra for that
deal. Yeah. So they lost like 15 people's bags, and and they sent the. It was like 11 o'clock at night. We had just gotten off an 8-hour flight, and it's like 5 a.m. Portugal time where we've all come from. And they send down the oldest man I've ever seen to help us. And people were savaging this man. If he was about to be torn to pieces.
Right. Like, dude, your skin is like crepe paper, okay? You're 100 years old.
People showed him no mercy for his age. And he just kept...
Like, if you get shoved, your skeleton might come out of your skin. Your skin might just stay there.
Yeah.
And people were, like, rooting for his skeleton to come out of his skin. People who lost their bags wanted this man ground into dust. And they would have been able to. It was just, like, why... Like, they sent down this program. I don't think they realized that there were, like, 15 people. They thought it was just, like, one person. Yeah, people were savage to this man. People were just...
He was just slowly backing away constantly. Just like, lo siento. I know it's Portuguese, but I don't know how to say sorry in Portuguese. Hey, well, lo siento. And they're just like coming after him.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, it was bad. It was... people were not being very nice to him. And like, he was trying. He was just being like, I wasn't in Lisbon. I'm sorry. I didn't leave your bags there. Like, he was really... trying to explain it to us. People
probably,
were not gonna hear it.
They probably
were
sent him out on purpose, though, because they're like, you're the saddest guy we have, so nobody's gonna really
you're gonna seem the most powerless. Oh, well, it didn't work. People were still going off on it.
He's like trying to show pictures of his grandkids to people or something. Yeah. And they're like, I'll kill them.
People would have
I'll
absolutely...
kill them and I'll leave you alive. I'll leave you alive so you can know that you
So that it was, you know, it's your fault. Yeah. If people like knew, people were very close to asking this guy where he lived. Like, it was,
at the airport. He lives in the Best Buy machine.
There's a thing where you travel, especially, I've really only been to Europe, but like, when you're there, there's like the, because the U.S. is so like the customer's always right kind of that, yeah. That ethos like does not exist in Europe, which is good for workers, you know, in terms of like
it doesn't exist anywhere else the way it exists right. here. I don't think I haven't traveled to every country, but we seem unique in this way.
And you have to fight off this like urge. If you don't want to be like the ugly American, when like they just tell you no about something that seems obvious, like I'm a customer, like you know what I mean, like you're
yeah.
like you're like Dennis from Always Sunny, like voice going into like super high registers, like about to go off. Yeah,
it's yeah. yeah. No, we like are not fully not prepared for someone to say no. Like it doesn't. It's like a completely incomprehensible experience. So we're not prepared for it.
Yeah, I think the true balance is probably somewhere in between, because I think the times I've been in Europe or something, there are like customer service things where it's just like there is like I'm a little bit right here, like kind of. I feel like they'll just like mess something up in your view and then just give it to you anyways. So it's like I did just see you fuck yeah. that up. Like you could,
yeah.
All right. Euros,
airports especially, they'll just be like, if there's like a crowd or something happens, it's like, well, that's just not going to get done right. You know what I mean? Like you're just like, well, like one this is a disaster. You can watch it happening. On time. A slow moving car crash.
It is like I did have a few experience. I'm fairly good at keeping my cool. I was not nice to the ancient man who came to help me, but I wasn't mean to him the way some people were mean to him. But there was like there were a few times when I was over there where like something was happening where it was like I had some airport problems and stuff where I was looking around like, why is no one freaking out? Like I was thinking that, like, why is no one having a temper tantrum right now? Like, how is no one yelling? Why is everyone okay with this? Like I did have that a few times. I wasn't gonna yell, yeah. but I was shocked that there was no one throwing a temper tantrum. Like that was very crazy.
It would be funny if their baggage carousels were just like half the speed that they are here for no reason. They're just so slow.
Wait, so was the stuff left? I think I'm confused. Was the stuff left in it was left in Italy and not in Portugal or something?
It was it was left at, this was in Newark. This was happening.
Oh,
so
God.
So they are across the ocean. The bags are not.
Yes,
in this,
the bags were left in Portugal.
The bags were like, I'm not going to fucking Newark. You can get me a JFK.
But yeah. I got it back today. Like I feel like I would have been more pissed if I were on vacation and I didn't have anything. But I was at my house, so yeah, like it was fine. But yeah, they got
my
left
bag,
in Portugal.
My items are in there. All of my items that I purchased are all in there. You know, just like.
That was what everyone was trying to tell this guy, that their items that cost money were.
What am I supposed to do
them.
Without my items? You know, yeah. just like really.
Yeah, it was an ordeal, but it's back. It got shipped across the ocean for me. So
yeah, look, the only time I'm going to wear the same underwear more than one day in a row is when I choose, because I'm lazy about doing laundry. And now that you've lost my luggage, this is untenable, sir. Old man, go get it. Go swim across and bring it back.
Yeah, you can row it over, pal. Yeah.
My one other thing that I would like to say about Europe is that one thing I learned was that Europeans are obsessed with wearing T-shirts that say Los Angeles on them.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They can't
big time.
Get enough. They love it.
Oh, yeah.
They absolutely love it.
And then they come over as exchange students, and now it's like an absolute fucking Gordian knot now, where it's like, okay, you're Italian, but you're going to school in Pennsylvania, but your shirt says Austin. Where are you from, sir?
Like the way to tell who was a European and who was a tourist is if they were wearing something like Lakers gear or a shirt that said Los Angeles, they were European. Like yeah. that was how you knew.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
But speaking of my bag, my items being returned to me, we
Kath
have an
did
update.
Not secure the bag. Kath fumbled the bag. I can't believe you admitted that.
I think Tap Portugal fumbled the bag. Fumbled like a lot of bags. I think that's why they didn't make them on the plane.
An entire cart of bags was fumbled.
it is the thing where it's like, oh, this airline lost my bags. And we were like, what airline? And then neither of us had ever heard of it. And I was like,
Yeah, it's like a budget one.
Yeah, I'm
it
sure.
was
it's
fine.
Like Ryanair or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like one step above Ryanair or Spirit. But like, I had to pay extra for a seat that reclined. Like, that's the kind of airline I was on, you know, so.
Oh, yeah. Just steerage. There's no coach. It's just steerage.
Yeah.
Dude, why does it say standing room?
Ryanair actually pitched that. Ryanair, the guy, pitched standing planes. He's like,
that
it should just be like a bus for like Europe. But yeah, that's why they didn't have any of the check bags, was they were like, well, you're actually in the part that's supposed luggage.
Right.
This is a freight plane. Like they
right.
no space
we've,
under
we've
the...
put more passengers in the part where your bags were supposed to go. But I was trying to segue into our update.
Oh,
our
yes.
update for the week. We have an update on the old story. Seth Green got his NFT back. So
yeah.
good for him. He probably had to pay a fortune for it. And now
Rumors
he can make
300K.
That.
That's the now number making the rounds.
He can make that stupid show that no one wants now. So that's good. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Ape good restored.
Yeah.
Ape restored.
Regained. Yeah. I think they could have held out for more money, honestly. If they only got 300K. I don't know.
Well, the thing about all that is that NFTs are—it's about community and it's about being cool to other people. So you know, I'll do you a solid 300 grand.
Yeah, I'll give this to you for list price as a solid to you.
Yeah,
but yeah. Keep an eye out on.
He basically put himself in a bad negotiating position
by getting his shit stolen. Famously bad negotiating position.
Well, he was like, I'll do anything to get it back. It's very important. I have plans based on this. Please, I need this exact one. Nothing can replace it. It's irreplaceable. You know, it's not exactly how you want to.
Yeah, didn't play it cool.
Not a solid position to enter into a bargaining negotiation with. Yeah. Definitely not.
The first thing you need to know is that I will pay anything.
amount.
I'm not going to say I'll pay any price, but I'll pay many prices.
There is no ceiling. So anyways, let's start the negotiations. I will say $1,000. You've come back with $300,000. Done.
Except.
Negotiation complete. Trade accepted. A pleasure doing business, sir.
Other announcements we have to make. June 30th is our next live stream for our patrons. Patreon.com/whatatimepod. We do a live stream every month. Last month we played a pigeon dating sim and we lost, which I didn't even know was an option in a pigeon dating sim. So yeah, June 30th, 8 p.m. patrons
Eastern.
Only, 8 p.m. Eastern, and live show July 8th.
Yeah. Go
it's
going to
be real fun.
Get your tickets for that. I think we're a little bit over a quarter of the way sold on that. So get on it. Pick up
get
your tickies. Come to the bowling alley in the back. It's not the part where the bowling happens.
It's
Don't
real.
Worry.
This is not. You're not being lured anywhere. There's a real
if
show.
If you get to the part of the back of the bowling alley where they're selling you drugs, you've gone too far. Go back toward the bowling alley.
Yeah.
But it is still in the back.
It's not the back like where they set up the pins. Either,
yeah, not
to be
through
clear.
The pins.
The show's not. Yeah.
Do not attempt to go through the portal.
Yeah.
That the pins come out of.
Do not
that
attempt to enter the pin dimension. Do not
Do
army
not go
crawl
where
the
ball
through
goes.
The pins.
I mean, all of that is another dimension as far as I'm concerned. It is truly magic. I don't know what happens back there. It's none of my business.
Ball goes in there, comes out here. Explain that, science. You can't.
Where are all those pins coming from? Just unlimited pins coming out of the ceiling? No.
Yeah, they destroy them every time. And each time to make a pin, they use an entire tree, and they just saw it down to the shape of a pin. So
that's what's in the pin dimension, is the forests where they cut them down and make the pins out of.
Yeah, they're extruded straight onto the alley surface.
The pins come out of the
fresh
they
pins.
Come out of the drift, like in or not the drift, the rift, like in Pacific Rim. So that's how they do it. The breach.
Category 6 pin breach.
And again, we cannot stress enough that is not where our show is taking place. We are not, do not go into the drift.
Yeah.
Stay out of the breach. You know, just be safe, but come to the show.
Be safe, but come to the show. We're inviting you, but also it's slightly threatening.
Yeah. That's the
It'll
energy.
Be dangerous. Our podcast
cool.
is very dangerous.
It's Brooklyn, baby. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, whatever. Come to the show. Not whatever. Whatever was about my own comment.
Should we do numbers?
Let's do it.
Number five.
This comes to us from Wet Bigfoots. This is a story. It's a legal case where the person in question here employed perhaps an inadvisable strategy. After being sentenced, which is And obviously, this is not an American man. I believe he's Welsh. He called the judge an absolute helmet, and it's frowned upon. It's thought that he is in more trouble now. That's the report. And
what was his crime?
He's a dickhead. He was crazy. It doesn't say that he was drunk.
He killed like 6 people. Turns out.
He's a serial killer.
What was his crime? Murder.
Yeah. His name is John Wayne Gacy. He called the judge an absolute helmet. It doesn't say anywhere that he was drunk, so I don't know if he was, but it was like he just was very dangerous driving. Like he basically like ran a red light and hit a bunch of cars and flipped his car. So this thing where it's like, hey man, you should be pretty lucky to be alive. Did you want to have some sort of moment of clarity? And he was like, no, you absolute helmet. Shut the fuck up.
No, my rock bottom will not be happening today until I insult you and then get a longer sentence.
Yeah.
That's what I need before I have a moment of clarity.
Yeah, and he apparently this is his 10th conviction, totaling 26 different offenses. A lot of these.
Wow,
like,
that's a lot of variety.
I think they're all driving. It seemed to be dangerous driving.
I was
driving,
hoping he was mixing it up.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I feel like maybe the laws there prevent me from seeing all the offenses, where in America they just be like, pay for premium jail records and then you'll be able to see. You ever see those sites? They're so fucked up.
It's very spooky.
Yeah.
Not used for good.
Yeah.
Those $30 things should be illegal.
Yeah. $30 a month and we'll track your sister's boyfriend. It's like, okay.
No, it's great because it's like $30 a month and we'll track your sister's boyfriends, and then they'll advertise to your sister's boyfriend being like, $100 a month and we won't have your information anymore.
Yeah,
We'll tell you who's tracking you. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You pay us to track your sister's boyfriend, and then we also track you, and then you pay us not to release what we tracked you about. It's just a blackmail circle of life that you're in now.
Yeah.
Congrats, you just joined the mafia. You're in, by $30 a month, you're in La Costa Nostra, but this guy's a bunch of convictions. The judge, for this latest one, he jailed him for 14 months, and he banned him from driving for 3 years. Which is what makes this even worse, is that this was like right at the very end of the trial, right after he'd been sentenced. So he goes, you're going to jail for 14 months, you're banned from driving for 3 years. And then this guy, Levi Cull, said, thank you very much, you absolute helmet, in a bit, mate. And then as soon as he did that, he's like left. And then the judge is like, he's coming back. He's coming back for contempt of court. And we're going to add more time to what he's doing.
I will see him again. Absolute helmet is a very good insult.
Yeah.
Like, it's calling someone a helmet is, it's just like, it's such a poetic way to say that someone has no brain. It's very beautiful.
I assumed it was just a dickhead. I assumed it was just the glands of a penis.
I think that is what it is. But I imagine it like, you are so stupid there, you are used to protect other people's brains, because you're just it's all nothing but skull. It's just skull.
Take
all
me
the
to
way
jail
through.
You hockey puck.
Yeah,
just a little
no, I think you're right. I think it's I think it is what would otherwise be called a bell end, I believe. Yeah.
Just Don Rickles in front of a firing squad after roasting the judge too hard.
Take me to jail,
you know what.
Yeah, that was part of his thing too, wasn't it? Like, he would always perform in front of just like the entire mafia, right? He was like the only guy that was allowed to be like,
he was one of those guys. He was the court jester who was the only one who was allowed to speak truth to the king. And by the king, I mean the mafia guys.
He'd just be talking
in a lot of ways. He's like a modern day philosopher.
Yes, a modern day very racist philosopher. Really painting a picture with these sound bites.
Yeah, the combo. That's, you know, that's what the modern roast battles are. It's just very Rickles-esque, which is, you know, just
in that they're racist.
They're good. No, you know, the modern roast battles are good because you know what's so lovely about roasts is just two people who have never met just screaming at each other.
Very fun.
Really,
always just good for the spirit.
Really, just murdered that entire genre by making a very bad version of it.
We had a fun one in Austin that was like just put on by the comedy community for comics. I feel like other towns probably had that. Those were nice.
Yeah, they were good ones. They just ran out of
friends.
Yeah, it did well, so they were like, "Well, we need to do two of these a week," and then you'd get a fucking dossier, like you were a spy. They'd be like, "Here's who you're roasting," except it's an empty dossier. There's no information. It's
no,
just a
you
picture.
Just get a name. That's I did two of them, and one I did against my friend, and I did great.
Yeah.
And then one I did against a stranger, and I did fine. And then they never asked me to do it again because going against a stranger sucks, and you're not gonna do a good job.
Yeah,
right. I know two things about him. He's got lupus, and his brother died in a sailboating accident. Right. So go ahead. It's like, great, thank you.
Awesome. This will really help. Thanks.
Those would be even better.
I'm going to feel
while
really good
after
this.
While this guy has a roast battle credit, roll out the red carpet.
That's me. I'm the guy. My one credit. Beautiful.
Well, you at least got on TV with it.
Vague Comedy Central.
I got on TV twice, my friends.
Yeah. Were both of them on TV, the one where you knew somebody and the one you didn't know somebody?
Yep.
Oh. Well, I don't think it was also then not getting asked to do it again because they didn't make it anymore, right?
That might be true. Although the person who I went against, she ended up writing for all the roasts after, and I was not asked. So, oh, yeah. But again, yeah, that's fine because, right, yeah. But again, that's fine because they made me feel really bad to do, and it was gross, and it bummed me out. So, you know, that's fine.
I did one against someone I didn't know well, and their brother was in the audience, and then I was
that's
like,
always fun.
Cool. Good to meet you, man. Sorry I said all that shit. I don't know anything else to do. Yeah,
you're just,
next
you're
time.
Just doing it and somebody's like, what did you just say? It's like, all right, well, hang on. You got a guy in the crowd?
I think I've talked about this before about like, don't let your boyfriend come to the roast. Like that's a lesson I had to learn. That's not good.
Oh, yeah.
He will want to fight people and you'll have to be like, it's a show. It's fake.
It's all fake.
Don't do that. Don't bring your family. Don't let your family see it. Like, just don't. Yeah.
Mm.
Don't. No one who cares about you should be there because they'll be upset.
Yeah. They don't have the same level of just empty brained of me. We're just like, yeah, you can say whatever you want about
it. It's fine. I have no self-respect left. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you get on one now, I'm just going to call somebody every round, calling them an absolute helmet. Nice joke, you absolute helmet. Next job. Next
joke.
That
might work.
Next round. Yeah. Could.
If you commit to it.
The other person will just be too like, they won't know how to respond. And then
they'll try to hold you in contempt of court, which won't, that is not how roast battle works.
No
and,
jurisdiction.
So they'll lose.
Yeah.
So this guy, I guess he's going to get back. Like, this guy needs to, I mean, I'm also looking at a picture of him, which you guys aren't. He looks like a fucking dickhead. So that probably is influencing me.
He looks like an absolute helmet.
Yeah, he does look like. I mean, I can look at it. But, like, if he's done this many crimes, it's just like, you need to, like, yeah, of course he's calling you an absolute helmet. You're kind of being an absolute helmet. Like, you're not giving him any real time. I mean, I guess
this guy looks like a douchebag for sure.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're letting him walk all over you. You should give him the death sentence.
Throw the book at him.
Yeah. See if he calls you a helmet.
Bye-bye.
What if that happened? Hey, man, 14 years, 14 months in jail. All right, you absolute helmet. You know what? Kill him. Take him to the Tower of London.
Firing squad. Get him out of here.
Right.
Tower of London.
He's going to be eaten, pecked to death by ravens at the Tower of London.
Yeah. Buddy, we're going to throw you off Big Ben. Get out. Yeah. So, I don't know. This judge has to throw the book at him. Yeah.
Tighten it up, judge.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
This is a good segue into number four, another person who we have advocated execution for in talking about these stories.
I just said the thing. That's the title of the podcast.
Because that segue was out of control.
Wow. What the
fuck? Wow, really sprung that one on us.
You know,
what?
We got to...
I guess we got a barbershop quartet.
Yeah, they're really struggling right now. So
on Fiverr?
Yeah.
Oh man. Just
or they have their
one
own
guy.
They have their own site for I guess.
Yes. Yeah. There it is.
Wow.
Those straw hats
really...
aren't cheap.
That was sent in by Ted the Musician a few weeks ago.
Wow, okay. Thank you, Ted the Musician. That was incredible.
That was wonderful. And it was really great that it was just a complete surprise. That was very well.
Yeah, yeah. Man, you've just been waiting for a killer awkward segue to...
been waiting for us to do anything remotely professional. And it took several weeks to be clear.
That's the title of the podcast, 'cause that segue was out of control.
That's beautiful.
Your beautiful harmonization. Yeah, your beautiful harmonization is now filed away with other classics like... bowling pins and
air conditioner car crash.
And Cass computer charger, which I know has been your thing, but I can see Shelby now driving us all insane by hitting
with a little computer charger sound. That is psychological warfare. That would be so fucked up.
Like, is that me?
Oh shit, is my battery dying? Am I gonna get kicked out of the Zoom? Fuck yeah, please no. I forbid that. That and car horns, text chimes. You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
No,
there's some songs
with
text chimes.
No phone vibration sounds. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, thank you for complimenting us on our segue and completely derailing us in the process.
Yeah. Let's do number four. Oh my God. No. Shelby.
That is violence. Do
Diabolical. Diabolical.
Oh. Not the Bluetooth disconnect.
Listeners are throwing their AirPods across the room right now. Good grief.
Number four.
Number four comes to us from Kate Mark Ruffles in the Discord. And Kat is right. It's somebody who I have some disdain for.
Should be in the Tower of London for sure.
Yeah, we'll fly them to London, fly them to England and put them in the Tower of London. These are people on the Spanish Steps in Rome. I guess they were caught on like security footage or something, and or it looks like a social media video. I don't know where it's from, but anyway, Spanish Steps, a World Heritage UNESCO site. It's a fancy set of steps in Rome. These people had like I guess the equivalent of like bird scooters or something, there were two of them, a guy and a lady, and the guys accidentally, I guess, he like wheeled it off and it went down the steps, and that's not good. If you're on like a fancy set of steps, you know, that's made of marble that could crack and stuff, not great. And apparently the lady, these are people who are 29 and 28 years old. The lady then after that, she's walking behind him, she shoves her own scooter down the flight of stairs, and then did it twice more, I guess.
Carried the scooter back up, threw it down the steps again.
Yeah.
Amazing. These are adults.
Yeah.
These are 20.
Yeah, these
aren't
toddlers.
This isn't like a 19, even it's not even like a teenager who's like, oh my gosh, I can drink legally for the first time. I'm going to completely abuse that privilege. Mm-hmm. Like, these are grown-ups. Yeah.
So I want to make sure I get the story right here. He'd never pushed his down the stairs. She pushed hers down once and then did it twice more after that. And there's video being taken by someone who's laughing off screen, who should also be executed, just to be clear.
Yeah.
Just wipe the whole site. Just
yeah. Well, there is. I mean, it's like, and the thing is, like, they don't have any laws on the books that can actually like make them pay for it. The damage is estimated at, I believe, what is it, $27,000, $26,000, and they have to pay the equivalent of $430 each. The cops pulled up in like the Carabinieri Lamborghini that they drive around, and or one of the eight different police forces they have that seem to not be coordinated at all in Italy. I don't know if but one of them hit him with those tickets, $430, and they were also banned from the Spanish Steps. Which I'm not sure how that gets enforced exactly. But,
yeah.
It puts your picture next to it. Banned for life.
I just feel like there's too much like important stuff in Rome. These people should be driven to the city limits and just pushed out. Like you can't.
Yeah.
There's too much old stuff for you to wreck there. You can't be doing that. We can't trust you anymore. You can't be around anything that was built before 1950. Like you don't have that. You can't handle that responsibility.
I'm like, why do they have these electric scooters in Rome? Like, it's like the streets of Rome, trying to get through them on electric scooters seems like You're just eating shit every three fucking yards because they're all cobblestones and pebbles and shit.
I was going to say that because like, I didn't go to Rome on this trip, but I went to Florence and it's the same and they have lime scooters everywhere and I just feel like riding them would just be like, hoggity, 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 hoggity. There's no way. It's all...
You're going to lose a filling, dude. Get off that thing.
Exactly. You're gonna crack one. Just crack a molar just going over those cobblestones. Yeah.
I mean,
they don't seem all that efficient. However, I do understand the impulse to just hurl one. I do understand that.
That's what people do with them everywhere.
That's like standard practice. Yeah.
It's to twirl around like you're doing a shot put and then just, or a javelin and then just huck it.
Yeah.
You know?
Certain neighborhoods in DC look like some sort of like scooter god, like raptured everybody. There's just scooters like in bushes, like hanging off fucking signs, like they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Yeah, I mean, apparently this is not the worst thing that happened in the Spanish Steps in the past few weeks. Apparently there was a guy from Saudi Arabia who drove his Maserati down the steps because he said his GPS took him the wrong way.
Yeah,
you know, again, the wrong that way. guy should be no stranger to arbitrary execution, so you know.
Well, his Maserati is probably fucking wrecked. At least his property got damaged.
I mean, that's how they should kill him, by hurling him into his Maserati, like just swinging him into it over and over again until both he and the car are totaled. Nope, get him out. You can't drive your goddamn
get
Maserati
him out of here
down the Spanish
your punishment steps. Is we're doing the in between level Street Fighter 2 thing, but we're just gonna hit you into the car until the car gets smashed. That's it.
Yeah. I do see it now. At least it was a Maserati SUV. I was imagining a low supercar, just
that's the
Tony
Joe
Hawk 50-50ing down all the down all the steps. Yeah.
Yeah. What if it was
he
Joe
saw
Manchin?
These steps as he was
Manchin.
Driving down them.
What?
He saw D's steps as he was driving down them.
D's steps?
Right.
Yeah. We got him.
Well, you know, these people
saw D.
They got away with it. Oh, I see.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But this is the new, this is the, my new favorite thing on the show, is having the speech to text or text to speech explain the joke.
Explain the joke.
Text to speech puns. Text to speech wordplay. Yeah.
It's really tough when it's a robot voice that is unable to emphasize any part of what it is saying, and every word is given the same weight. Really makes wordplay a fun challenge for us.
It's expert level.
Expert level.
Silver-tongued robot.
It's got the gift of gab.
Truly does.
It's got that robot's got the damn Blarney.
Oh my God, this is another good segue.
I know, I was
cue
say.
Up that cue up that soundbite.
That's the title of the podcast. Cause that segue was out of control.
I like that little flourish at the end. That was nice. Give us number three.
Number three.
Number three is about robots, which is why I said that. This comes to us from Eric Feeding Wetley. Real bummer of a name, but...
Like a cursed British name. I'm picturing hyphenated. Feeding Wetley.
Yeah. Just like the... With the complexion of like a cave fish, Eric Feeding Wetley. The palest and most flaccid man. Just...
And he's a Tory MP, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. he's in the House of Lords.
Having a traditional lunch of mushy peas and a tall glass of water.
He's one of the most famous prominent Etonians, Eric Feeding Wetley.
Oh man. Well, it makes sense that he has such a gross name because he submitted a very gross story about a gross robot. They made a robot finger, and it grew its own skin, and it's very disgusting, and it is creeping people out. That is like what half the story.
Holy God, what are you showing me? Hey, come on!
This is like half the story is about how it's creepy, and then half the story is about how this is like revolutionary. So basically, they covered this like mechanical finger in various like mediums and then put like skin cells on it to get it to grow. And it did. It basically grew skin grafts all over it. And it feels and behaves exactly like skin. So, yeah, they first filled it. They first dipped it in collagen, and then they put it in human dermal fibroblasts, which is what grows connective tissue under skin. And then they put it in human epidermal keratinocytes, which are another like the external component of skin. So, yeah, they made a robot finger that can heal itself and is disgusting.
Unfortunately, the experiment has worked, sir. We all were praying that it would not.
There are some differences from regular skin, and all of those differences are disgusting. Number one, the skin is much thinner than ours.
Yeah.
And number two, it must be kept moist at all times. So
it was modeled on the guy from the airport in Portugal. It was just his skin, just
kind of a 101-year-old Portuguese man who works.
Getting caught on the doorknob and his entire just coming out with no skin, just getting
just got snagged, just
absolutely
ripped
flayed
the whole thing off. He looks like that. What was that diagram man named? It looks like him.
The Vitruvian Man.
I was not thinking of that.
Yeah, he's
but
got
also
skin.
That guy.
Diagram.
Oh,
the
he
body's
does. He does
exhibit.
Have skin. You're right. Never mind.
The body guy from the '80s. He wore like
Mr.
a onesie.
Mr. Body. Yeah.
He looks like Mr. Body. Anyway, yeah, they and then they have to put this robot skin on him to get him back to being able to be yelled at by people at the airport. You know, to heal him. So
yeah, that's his curse. He actually is. He did something to anger the gods. He stole fire from Mount Olympus, and now he has to help people with their luggage at the Lisbon
truly
airport.
Truly Sisyphean fate, being the lost luggage person for the cheapest airline in the world.
Every day, they will not... angry passengers strip your skin from your muscles, and every night you grow it back.
But yeah, so they're like, this could have a lot of uses, but I feel like the only use is for heists. That's what this is. You grow, you know, like a fingerprint, and then you can use it to enter a safe. That's what I think this is for.
To grow someone else's fingerprint.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I just feel like this does not have any above the board use. This is only for, very sophisticated James Bond type.
You could play Cookie Clicker with it. You could set it up on your phone to play Cookie Clicker. Get a high score.
Yeah.
It's constantly clicking.
Because that's the thing, is it has to be moist all the time. So it's the headline is, scientists make slightly sweaty robot finger with living skin. So that's how your phone knows to unlock. Because it's like a little bit moist, you know?
Yeah.
Very gross.
It's just, or you know, it's scrolling. It could just endlessly scroll Instagram. It can solve all these problems. It can do all these things that are so hard for anyone to do.
So often have I said to myself, I wish I could scroll Instagram more efficiently.
Yes.
Finally, a solution to my woes.
Yeah, I'm not quite catatonic enough in my bed when I'm scrolling through Instagram. If only there was a finger.
I'm tired of dropping my phone on my face. Let's add another element to this.
Yeah. This is exhausting. My joints pulp at this point.
They don't really say what the uses of this are, just that there are uses. And
it's like to make them, it's like they're like making them more realistic, right? Like that's the idea. So, you know, you immediately go to what, like sex robot or something? That's to me, but sort of.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Then you'd have to keep your sex robot moist all the time.
It's got to stay in the vat when not in use.
Yeah, it's just always a little bit damp, which doesn't sound all that appealing, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think generally there's just a moisture problem with that business. That entire
The
business
of
sexual toys has a big moisture problem.
You don't want the entire thing to be wet, but also there's other problems in the other direction as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's no good. really, that's what scientists should be working on, how to solve this.
Yeah, figure this out. Get on, just stop pretending and just go all in on sex toys. Just, we don't need to pretend that this is going to, you know, stroke some, is going to like, do a medical tap for some sort of person that needs to be tapped every, just say it's for, say what you're doing. We know what's going on. That is the College Humor Originals music sting, isn't it?
It is? No, it's the porn, it's the Pornhub sting.
Hmm. Well,
they are very similar, it seems.
Are they the same?
It sounds similar to me, but maybe I'm just showing my own ass, or I'm like, these are just two music stings
they're
I've heard
so
before.
So familiar to me. I just hear them
Got
constantly.
Yeah. Just two things I listen to at work all the time.
Yeah, man. This is gross. Yeah, no, I think they are euphemizing. I truly, when I was saying what is this going to be used for, didn't even think about sex robots. But you're 100% right. And the guy who made it said,
the connection between humans and robots will be better than ever before. It's like,
I was just going to quote, he says, this has the potential to, quote, build a new relationship between humans and robots.
Yeah.
That means sex stuff. I think living skin is the ultimate solution to give robots the look and touch of living creatures. I mean, I guess.
You're getting real. You're getting real mad scientist-y here, guy. You gotta dial it back.
I just assume since this was being written about in this way that it was not for sex stuff, but it is clearly for sex stuff. Yeah. How could I have been so naive?
There's this other quote. This work is just the first step towards creating robots covered with living skin. Oh. Good.
Not something we've asked for. Not, don't incorporate anything living into a robot. This is a problem. Did you guys read that story this week about the guy at Google who is convinced that the Google chatbot is alive?
Yeah. It was upsetting.
It was a real bummer.
Yeah. there's all the AI stuff happening, but also people are like, well, that's like those things have become like intertwined where I'm like, I think if anything, we're like setting back AI by constantly being like, make Garfield like in, you know, show Garfield in Auschwitz or whatever. Like that's not, we're not making the AI smarter by doing that. It's probably learning everything off of just downloading our entire consciousness.
Yeah. I'm just doing like versions of Willy in various setups. So that's kind of what that, so this thing's going to get
really
good at
drawing. How does it know what Willy is?
Like yeah, how does it know what Willy is?
I just say white Maltese, and that gets it most of the way there. Like Frank really Frazetta style there. Painting of white Maltese in front of a full moon. That's the kind of shit that I'm doing right now. So
yeah,
I was like kind of off the internet for a while, and so I just put that in yesterday for the first time, and I couldn't get it to work. So I have never been able to generate any images, which is probably for the best. The whole thing seems very cursed to me. I don't think we should be messing with those. I don't know. I don't like what it produces. It produces graven images.
It's a cursed image generator. It's a graven idol generator. AI.
Yeah.
We've trained AI to produce gods, false gods.
All false gods. Just all golden calves. Every one of those pictures really spooks me.
Repeatedly typing like golden calf into repeatedly typing powerful golden calf into the AI generator.
But counterpoint is, what about like a picture of Willy eating salad, but it's like a Hokusai print? That's nice.
I guess so. Is it worth it to you? Is it worth it to you?
What is it worth? Like I said, I think Eli's right. If this is the way that AI decide, you know, it's going to kill us, then I guess that's it.
This is all going to be fun until you stumble, and instead of writing white Maltese, you write Willy, and it still does it, and then you'll and then we just all have to move off the grid.
The first thing I tried to put in on the thing was my own name. Just
don't do that. Oh no.
I can't be trusted with it.
Kath, the AI version of just shoving your finger in an electrical socket, just pushing your own name into an AI. You're like, don't do that. No.
Sorry.
I'm walking her.
I saw that one too, where somebody just typed in a date in the future, and it just showed pictures of people dead on the street. And it was very cool.
Thumbs down. Yeah. I don't like it. However, I do not think the Google chatbot is alive. I think that guy just got spooked by how many sci-fi novels the chatbot had internalized.
Yeah, that's what happened. They gave, you gave him the cheat sheet on shit to say that would upset you. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, because it's read every story about robots coming to life. Mm-hmm. That's like, it's read all of that. So yeah. It knows what to say.
It's like,
anyway,
I have nipples, sir. Can you milk me? And he's like, oh my God.
That's what
it's alive. This robot is alive.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just feel like that guy would be even more thrown for a loop if it was covered in human skin. So let's not do that.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's hold off on that. Folks, if you're enjoying this episode, check out our bonus episode this week, in which we talk about many things, but mostly the famed supermarket toy. You know them, you love them. Homies, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about homies so much. We
talked about homies, the original homies. There's other types of homies out there. If you want to learn about homies and what they're going for on the secondary market,
yeah,
this is the podcast for you.
Homies, a complete retrospective this week on the bonus.
Check it out. Let's do number two.
Number two. This one was sent in by the average Gatsby. This story is from the Stockholm Marathon, and if this happened to me, which it never would, because I would not be running a marathon, because I don't want to collapse, because I don't want to die while running a marathon. That's why I'm not going to run a marathon.
I don't want to shit myself in front of an audience of people cheering.
Yeah, they'll leave a little trail of, they're like, oh, gross.
That's fair. Uh-oh.
Yeah. I would, if I ever was running a marathon, I would go absolutely insane on if someone did this. There would be an investigation. So there were people running the Stockholm Marathon, and the people who were in the front, the leading trio, I guess the marathon officials were confused and pointed them the wrong way. So they ran an extra 1.1 kilometers. Because they like ran the wrong way, and then they're like, oops, never, sorry, turn around, go to the other way.
Guys, I am so embarrassed. Boy, is there egg on my face.
Boy, is there shit in my pants and egg on my face. Hey, I know you guys are just actively pissing yourselves, but
I hate to tell you this, but
yeah.
Don't
I would have told you earlier, but you guys were running so fast.
Will you promise not to get mad at me?
Yeah. I didn't want to run after you. You know, you guys seem exhausted. Yeah.
This is what they get for hiring a 101-year-old Portuguese man.
Lo siento, lo siento. Please.
Disculpa me. Yeah. I believe that's what Portuguese
this guy's busy.
Oh, that is even better. Disculpa me, disculpa me. Yeah, so these guys, and then they still won, which is kind of crazy. I guess it's that marathon thing of like there is three guys that were genuine marathon, you know, like top marathon people, and then everybody else. Then the rest of the people are the people who are like doing it to get
doing
healthier.
It to put a sticker on their car.
Yeah,
doing
exactly.
It to fucking talk about it at every gathering for the rest of their lives.
Okay, as annoying as that is, and it is very annoying. If I ran a marathon, I would not shut the fuck up about it.
Sure.
Ever.
Yeah, that's why you got to just not do it.
Exactly. Do you understand how annoying I would be?
Yeah. Did you know the first guy to do this died? I didn't die.
Yeah.
I would wear my
fuck are you talking about, man?
I would wear my participation medal. I would wear my race bib to parties. I would
Marathon Kath has entered the chat. She got all those big ass Garmin watches on and just yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like,
this is why people should be grateful that I have never achieved anything, because I would be the worst person for it. It's great that I have.
You would never hear the end of it.
Never accomplished anything in my life, because if I did, who boy.
You don't want to see me winning, because I would not shut the fuck up about it. My haters are right. It is important that I do not achieve this.
My haters truly have me pegged.
Understanding my haters. Getting the sentiment of my haters.
I see where they're coming from. Logical haters.
Seeing where haters, haters are coming from.
Stay making good points.
Haters making me look inward. Perhaps haters' perspective also valid. Update. yeah. And then it's even like, I think the other thing about the marathon that's worse is when someone does a marathon and then they ask their friends, they're like, can you come watch? And then like, you have to say yes to that. Cause like, there's no way you can't, if they spent all that time and they're going to run a full marathon and then you're like, I don't really want to stand outside for 3 hours.
For you to run up by in like a minute.
What, yeah. Be like, what time do I have to get up? Just like, yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah.
Why don't you text me when you're close in the, on yeah, the yeah, course? Yeah, yeah.
that's the runner equivalent of your friends asking when you go on at a show so they can either leave early or show up late.
Yeah. Text me when you're getting close.
Let me know when
is your when is your bit?
Yeah. What's the closest you come to my house during the marathon? See, I'm just turning on Find My Friends, and I'll meet you.
Please run with your phone in your pocket. It's very important.
Yeah, let me track you. Yeah. So they did do that. They still won, but this genuinely is fucking. He would the main guy Felix Kerwa who won. He would have set a world record in that marathon, but he didn't. Because he went the wrong way.
Oh, damn. Boy.
Yeah.
This was absolutely a Tap Portugal employee. We're on their off day. Yeah. They were volunteering.
Also, this is unrelated, but okay, this is just one of those pieces of information in the article. Kerwa, apparently, they say he was banned from competing for 9 months in 2019 after failing a drug test for a banned substance. That banned substance, according to this article, was strychnine. That's rat poison. That is not a performance enhancer. If you're going to run a marathon on strychnine, they don't need
Maybe he was infested with rats. You need to get rid of them.
Yeah, he was. Like, is there any kind of application?
It must help something. If it's a banned substance, it must help something, right?
It's banned because it's... Yeah, they're like, it's banned because you're not allowed to have rat poison. I guess it must. I mean, anything
he used
it
on his number one competitor. That's actually what the use was.
Oh, yeah.
That's
his competitor.
Can you imagine you try to use rat poison on your rival and then they get... They survive, but they get kicked out of the race because they fail a drug test because they're like, hey, you tested positive for rat poison.
Good enough.
Yeah. I can't say.
So I looked it up and it apparently does have some use as a performance enhancing drug. Low doses of strychnine increase swimming activity in lampreys and tadpoles. So, you know,
what
if
was
you're
doing an Iron
creepy,
Man?
Slimy little eel and you need to swim around, it might help you out.
Yeah.
But it causes like it does something to your muscles. It like makes them contract better or something.
Yeah.
Apparently.
You start dying. You see God and then you can run.
But
much
it is
faster.
Like it's a performance enhancing drug from like 100 years ago. Yeah. It's that's very strange.
Drama, this guy tested positive for Olympics. Strychnine. We still run that test? Okay.
Yeah.
Who did the test? Agatha Christie? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it solved a mystery. It was a great paperback.
Just any of that. They're like, this guy's got more than 5 vitamins in him. The Corindor 1890 banned substances test.
His humors are misaligned. He can't run this.
Having to have your humors tested before the Olympics.
This guy's yellow bile is out of control.
Through the roof.
Yeah. Bile, yeah. Sir, if you could
This guy's been using leeches.
Sir, if you could go into the bathroom and produce some of your bile for us. Can you fill this cup with bile? Let us check it out. Yeah. So, of course, yeah. Apparently, they blame the error. It was police officers on motorcycles that were driving in the wrong direction. Just stay.
Man, cops are the same everywhere. Huh? Give them guns or not, doesn't matter. They will find a way to fuck stuff up.
Just bouncing around, going on a motorcycle tour of Stockholm. This guy is, I guess, as diplomatic as you could be. where he is just like...
He's still one, so he can't throw too much of a temper tantrum.
Yeah, I mean, the world record thing, big time fucking blows.
That sucks.
That's like a, you know, it's just like, hey, well, my, you know, immortality was almost there for me, you know, but it's cool to just regular win, I guess. So he says, I'm very happy to win the Stockholm Marathon, but we ran wrong and we missed the record because of it. So, yeah, you see pictures of them running. They look like
tired.
Yeah. And what, you know, that like someone who professionally runs a marathon where they're wearing like a normal adult's watch and it looks like a handcuff on them. Like it's like jangling around.
Yeah. Human whippets. Just like.
Yeah. Just Italian greyhound. Like, yeah, that's the thing. It's like. That level of it where you're like, marathon is like, oh, it's crazy, you're in such good shape. But then you like you get to those like ultra marathoners and it's like, I feel like if the temperature drops below 40, you just die. Like you have to.
Yeah, I mean, it seems a little disordered to me, but everybody has their vices. I guess there are worse ones, but it's a little strange. But yeah, I mean, I get why they look like that because like, if I ran a marathon, my knees would just be dust by the end.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm too heavy. Like, you got to be light in order to run that much because you're not supposed to.
Do you know?
Like, your joints aren't going to hold you up you weigh 50 pounds.
Yeah. Do you know how little cartilage I already have in my knees? I have like a, I have like a pencil eraser's worth in both of them. And it would be long gone. It'd just be you could.
Yeah, I feel like if you're tall, you just like can't do stuff like that.
Look,
you're just not allowed.
I can crouch next to a pile of wood and start a fire. You know what? The amount of friction that's going on between my knees, unbelievable. Just spark it up.
Spark it up.
Let me go to number one. Mystery.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Oh, fuck, it's me. Sorry.
Number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Thank you, Shelby. There's been a gnome sighting.
Kath
everyone.
Is the number one story this week. Oh, fuck, it's me.
Oh, fuck, it's me.
Get her out.
Woman admits haters have a point. That's story number one.
Brockman haters. In trouble.
Haters vindicated. That headline spinning into frame.
It's the one of where they're announcing the president and it's wrong. And it's like they're holding it up and it just says haters vindicated. Yeah. this story comes to us from Eric the Wealthy in the Discord. It happened in Amarillo, Texas. Guys, there's been a gnome sighting. That's what a lot of the articles seem to say. I do not think this looks like a gnome. The one I'm reading just calls it a quote object, which I don't think that's right either.
Yeah.
It's a being of some kind, it looks like.
It's got legs.
Love to see a being of some kind.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a being. It was caught on like I was going to say the image generator thing. The funniest ones to me are the trail cam ones. Those ones great. Like Dobby trail cam, like very good. This kind of does look like if you put Dobby trail cam into that thing. But anyway, so it was caught on like a security camera at the Amarillo Zoo, which is not a place where you want to see like an unidentified animal because that means something got out. Probably, which is no good.
Only want to see identified animals at the zoo.
We need a head count. We need a head count in the gnome house.
Yeah. Yeah. Hate to walk up to an exhibit at the zoo and see a sign that just has question marks on it and warnings to stay back.
Inventory the beings. We need to make sure all the beings are accounted for.
Yeah, gorilla, chimpanzee, unknown. Stay back.
Unknown. This thing is in like classic Bigfoot pose.
Yeah.
Just like walking, like sort of its legs are walking and then its torso is turned toward the camera like it has been caught. It knows it's being surveilled. And Eli and I think it looks like Sonic.
It does look like Sonic.
It looks like Boomy the Cat from This House Has People in It, if you've ever seen that. It's like, it has like kind of a raccoon-y face, I think.
Yeah, it has, the big thing is that the hair is like Sonic-y. It's got kind of a, it looks like ugly Sonic or whatever. Like, it looks like the fucked up Sonic that they had to roll back because everyone was like, this is scary.
Yeah, it looks like a Sonic that like, it looks like the Sonic that like hangs out in Times Square and is dirty, you know?
It looks like they like had to put Sonic in a different game and then like kind of just got stuck on like what, making it try to fit. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, we added Sonic to GoldenEye, but his legs and arms are long now. I was like, oh, God.
He needs to be able to hold a gun.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good AI thing, dude. Just anything holding a gun. Just. Yeah, this is
I tried to do George Costanza with a machine gun for a hand, like in Final Fantasy VII. It did not come out.
Did not work.
Did not. Yeah, AI did not come out. Some things are too powerful, even for AI.
That's right.
Yeah, this is my favorite guess. Is one of the quotes here from the city. Did you see this one? Was it a was it a person with a strange hat who likes to walk at night?
Love to walk around the perimeter of the zoo at night in my strange hat.
To infuriate like a damn hieroglyphic. With my strange hat. Oh, guys, I figured out who it is. You know who it is? It's freaking Pharrell Williams from the
team.
Oh. Gave me a hat.
Yeah, the big hat.
Yep.
Yeah.
It does kind
of
look like...
This guy looks like he's from one of the walls of the pyramids. He's just like...
Yeah,
he's just kind of there.
Yeah, because he's like sort of flat, like a
yeah,
like you said, like a hieroglyphic, like a figure of a person.
That was literally one of the things I tried to put in the AI. It didn't work. Was Sonic in old cave paintings, and also, I also was very sad that it didn't come out. I put in fertility statue of Sonic the Hedgehog. I wanted like a squat little Sonic with titties.
Yeah, like the Venus of Willendorf, but with a Sonic head.
Did not come out. What it came out was it just looked like a Sonic figure. Like, it just looked like a toy, and I was like,
yeah,
I guess.
I mean, to the right person, a Sonic toy is a fertility icon.
Yeah,
so you know,
look, there's a lot of, you want to see Sonic fertile, there's a lot of media out there on the internet you can find a whole lot of
that is
pregnant...
such a terrible combination of words. Fertile Sonic. Just do not put that into the image generator.
Welcome to the worst episode title we've had yet. Fertile Sonic.
That is, people will just delete the
Fertile
episode.
Fertile Sonic.
Not even listen to it. Get it out of here.
Well, the Sonic
get this
fast.
Off my phone.
The Sonic displays by running fast to show the female he is fertile. Sonic is asexual. He shoots out, those are the rings. It's like when a seahorse gives birth. The rings all shoot out, and the rings are all embryos. They're zygotes.
Right, he does that on top of a clutch of eggs.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
That's like if you beat the game, you get another level where you find a clutch of eggs.
Yeah, you go to Cloaca Zone. Act one.
I love to find a clutch of eggs.
Objective: find a clutch of eggs.
Has anyone ever made a video game where you're like a sea turtle trying to get to the ocean? I feel like that.
Echo
a good
the
game.
Dolphin is kind of close. You're like a dolphin. You're doing something. It's also
then you start in a clutch
famously,
of eggs, so if you're a little sea turtle.
Yeah, it's also famously fucking hard. They're like, it's a fun game with a dolphin on it, and then it was like the hardest game ever made, just designed to make the kids rent the wrong thing from Hollywood Video. They were like, here, I bet you like this. Just kidding. It's so hard, it's gonna make you cry.
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Check out Clutch of Eggs Simulator. On Steam. Clutch of Eggs Dating Sim.
Cloaca Zone I liked as well.
Yeah,
so the director of the zoo. Well, the director of the zoo was asked to comment, and she was like, I cannot express enough, this figure was outside the zoo. This was not one of our animals. This was outside our gate, not inside our gate. Like,
the gate,
do not get mad at me.
The gate in the picture is also like just a chain link fence with barbed or razor wire on top of it. Which like, even for a zoo, it's like, you should pretend it's not like
a full on prison. Yeah.
So, also, I guess they have only stills and not video, because I feel like we need to see video of how this thing moves. Yeah. Like, what's
this?
That's really important. Yeah, and also like
it's taller than you think. I think anyone who's listening, it's like human height.
It's like human height. Yeah. Yeah. I also just think like if the people at the zoo should be able to figure out what this is. That's their whole job, is to like tell you which animals are which animals. Mm-hmm. That's all they do.
Right. It's like, what is that? I have no idea. And I'm like an animal guy, you know? I have no idea.
Full on animal guy. Yeah.
They just don't want to say it's Sonic.
It really looks like Sonic.
Yeah.
It's the lady from behind the dumpster on Mulholland Drive.
Yeah. Looks like a shit-faced...
The Amarillo Zoo director was asked to comment, and she said, Sonic is real.
Yeah.
That was her comment.
Looks like a shit-faced Sonic taking a shortcut home. It even looks like his keys are hanging out of his hand. Like, headed back to his apartment.
Yeah, he fully looks, like, caught. Like, it really does look like he's like, what? And then, like someone called his name. Someone in the zoo was like, Sonic!
Hey, Sonic the Hedgehog. What?
He's about to get home and like blast music like in Shaun of the Dead. Just like hammered. Yeah.
Dude, he should. That music is good. But blast fucking Chemical Plant Zone. Good. Very good. Highly recommend playing Chemical Plant Zone Act 1 in your free time. Yeah. But well, this thing will kill us all, right?
If you know what it is, please let us know. If this is you,
This is the next generation of the AI finger thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is their prototype.
Yeah, it's a robot with living skin.
They made Sonic skin.
Yeah,
that was their fatal flaw. Their crucial error that is going to allow this robot to take over.
It was Sonic running that marathon, and he went the wrong way also, but he went so fast, it got all the way to Amarillo, Texas.
Yeah.
It's happened. Everything's connected.
That is the main, I think, theme of our podcast, is that
everything is connected.
There is a conspiracy.
We're that little kid from the show Manifest, for whoever watches that other than
what me. The fuck are you talking about?
My hairdresser watches that. Yeah. She told me to watch it.
Patty has also watched it, but he's leaving me out to dry.
I don't remember a kid.
Look at him on the stand now. Well, I don't recall. I don't know if I recall the fucking show in question.
I plead the fifth. Answering this question may incriminate me.
Look, I watched that shit before COVID, okay? It might as well have been 100 years ago. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically like a fucking silent movie at this point. Mm-hmm. It's like you had to wind
counselor.
A crank.
Yeah.
You had to wind a crank looking in a viewfinder to view it because it was so long.
Yeah, a title card comes up going, this flight left 5 years ago, and then someone faints in black and white. It's very old school. But
should we do plugs?
Let's do it.
Plugs, 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 plugs.
Everybody!
Patreon.com/WhatATimePod. That's the best way to support the show. You get to do the live stream, which is on the 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern. You get $5 off tickets to the live show, which is July 8th at the Gutter in Williamsburg. And the code's in there, so feel free to grab that and sign up for that. But also, you get over 200 bonus episodes, live show video, Roadhouse commentary track, Fate of the Furious commentary track, archived live streams, including the Death Nut Challenge, Eli's art show, you name it. You know, just a ton of stuff there. And you know, you'd be a fool not to take advantage of a deal that good. So. You know, hit it up, patreon.com/whatatimepod. Let's see what else there is out there. We got whatatimepod at bigcartel.com is the store, as I said, free shipping when you're a patron. And we got lots of new stuff up there, including some neat tie-dye stuff. We got a new some tank top options, which I might have to hit up if it stays this damn hot around here, folks. I'm totally losing it. I don't remember what else I normally say. Give us a review on iTunes if you like the show. We are also on Twitter at WhatATimePod, Instagram at WhatATimePod, WhatATimePodcast@gmail.com, WhatATimePod.com. All the links are in the description. If you sign up at the $10 patron level, you get to submit stories to the Discord. That's the thing I forgot to say. It's all there. We love plugs. You love hearing plugs. We're all having a great time. And I'm Patty Mon, all the stuff, and I have nothing to plug. Thank you.
Great job, Patty. You made it. You did it. I'm proud of you.
Got to the end. I crashed the plane.
I crashed the plane. There was some turbulence, but we all made it down intact. Our bags did shift during landing, though. Mm. They really shifted during landing.
They fell out. Careful. And they sent out an old Portuguese guy to explain.
Desculpa, me.
I have a show this Friday, June 17th, at Secret Loft on 14th Street. I think this is going to be the last one we do at the 14th Street location because Secret Loft is moving. So if that is convenient for you, definitely come out. It should be really fun. 8 p.m. June 17th. It's another DSA fundraiser. We got a real good lineup for it. It should be a good time. And then I'm also doing, so our live show is July 8th. July 9th, I'm doing if you want to make a weekend of coming to podcasts, the show that we have all been on, Secretly Incredibly Fascinating, is doing a live show at Caveat. And former guest of the show, David Roth, is on the panel, as is Martin Urbano. And I'm really excited about it. So come to that at Caveat. July 9th. Have a podcast weekend. I'm Kath Barbadoro on social media.
No plugs for me. Goodbye.
Plugs canceled.
Plugs bye-bye. Canceled.
Thanks for goodbye. Listening, everyone. See you next week.